You're listening to Cadillac On Call on 610 KONA. This program provides general information only. Any comments or information presented are strictly for educational purposes. Cadillac and 610 KONA do not endorse any of the suggestions made by the presenter or callers. Now back to Cadillac On Call. Once again, Jim Hall.
Welcome back to the program. Just a couple of minutes left with our guests talking about substance use disorder or addiction. And it's been a very important topic, and it's really uplifting. I have to say, I didn't realize all of the resources that we have available just within the last year or two here in the community. And there's some great grassroots work that's being done, led by Michelle Gerber and the folks of the Recovery Coalition. And we want to just go through, we have five of our guests, and it's as many as we've ever had, and we could probably go for another 3 or 4 hours, but we just don't have the time. But we're going to give each of our guests who've been with us tonight 30 seconds or so just to give a takeaway message. And we're going to start with Jason Bliss, who kicked off our program with such a poignant story of his role in his life and what he's doing to live with what he's been through.
Jim, I want to thank you again for having me and everybody from the coalition here this evening. Jim, we live in a great community where there's a lot of recovery resources available here. We need to work very hard on getting an inpatient treatment services and getting a detox facility here. Jim, the years of addiction being a stigma and being held in a deep, dark place, Jim, those years are gone. We need more innovative approaches like Sheriff Hatcher's doing out at the jail, and that other organizations are doing. I'd like to leave everybody with the fact that, especially here in our community, recovery is possible.
Well, that's great to know. Thanks so much. And we're going to just pass that microphone down to Danny Stenium. And Danny, very passionate story that you shared tonight, and very personal. And so what's your takeaway message for our listeners?
Thanks, Jim, again, for having us. But I want to piggyback off what Jason said, is that the stigma, we're trying to get rid of the stigma, and it's, we've come a great long way, and recovery is possible, and there are a ton of resources out there. You mentioned our link, our webpage. Go on there, ask us a question. We're also on Facebook. We're here to help. We're here to help, and, we desperately want the detox/inpatient treatment center. So that's the goal.
Becky Gross with Consistent Care, a social purpose corporation.
Thanks again, Jim. I just wanted to take this opportunity to, shed a little positive light. We did receive some additional funding last week. Our organization, along with Blue Mountain Heart to Heart, received a grant to provide what we call Opioid Resource Network across Benton, Franklin, and Walla Walla counties. Our job is going to be to, if you call us, fax us, send us a referral at consistentcare.org. There's a private referral form you can send us. We will reach out to your family. You can send a referral for yourself if you'd like. We'll reach out to you. We can help you get into MAT for opioid use disorder. We can help you find housing, jobs, cell phone, food, help you find benefits. That's our job, is to provide the wraparound services to help you get clean and sober. So,
well, terrific. Well, thanks for being here. We've got two more people to hear for, and I'm going to skip Michelle because I want to end with Michelle. We're going to go to Sheriff Jerry Hatcher from Benton County, and just some great information you shared and doing some great work. What's your takeaway message, Sheriff?
My takeaway is this opioid epidemic is real, and it's here in the Tri-Cities. And I feel so blessed to be a sheriff here because I get a chance to work with a grassroots organization. Michelle and her group has harnessed our best and brightest people, from medical to treatment to recovery to law enforcement to prosecutors. It's heartwarming to see this community come out and take on a problem of this magnitude, and it's being done in the community, not just, they're partnering with law enforcement and partnering with all the people we need to take this on. This group needs the support out there, so I encourage everybody to get engaged, get involved in this, because it's not going to go away, and this addiction touches every single family, probably in the Tri-Cities, in some way or another.
Benton County Sheriff Jerry Hatcher. And finally, Michelle Gerber, who founded the Benton Franklin Recovery Coalition. You get tonight's last word.
Well, thank you, Jim. This has been a great evening, a lot of good information. I just would like to say that the Tri-Cities is an amazing place. I've lived here 32 years, and it's my adopted home. And I've seen us build a cancer center, the Reach Museum, the Playground of Dreams, many other